Hi, everybody. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, where we talk about the Akashic Records, we talk about your life, we bring messages forth, and we talk about the planet. So what you want to do is call in and give your ask your questions, and you can also email me. We're going to use a different email today. I'm having a little computer trouble. So if you need to email me, you can try in. Well, you can use info@akashicwisdom.com. Or you can actually, I'm going to have you give go to a, my computer's not working and I can't click on the button. Something is wrong with the computer, but I don't know what it is. Anyway, so I might not have email at all tonight. So you're just going to have to call in, and you're going to call in to bbsradio.com, and I'm going to get those numbers for you, and, this computer is freezing up like crazy, so if there's a computer person out there, you can call me. But anyway, so you're going to go to the BBS Radio, and if you want to call in, you're going to call in. Actually, you can call in direct at 530-413-4515. I think that's right. Again, 530-413-4515. And because I can't get up online, I can't get the 800 number. So, Doug, if you're there and you're listening, would you whisper the 800 number in my ear so I can give it to our listeners? Okay, well, tonight is the 9th, and we're going to take this into the 10th, and I am going to answer any of your questions. And I hope you guys call in. I was on a great radio show earlier today. I was on Edge Talk Radio, and they're on Blog Talk Radio, and I was actually being interviewed by Kathy and Doug. They are from the Edge Life News Magazine, their Edge News Magazine in Minneapolis, but they've got some interesting shows. And if you go up to Blog Talk Radio and look for Edge Talk Radio, you can hear my interview. It's going to be in the archives, and it was a lot of fun. I'm going to Minneapolis I'm going to be there in May. I'm going to be there the week of May. From the 12th or the 13th, and I'll be driving back to Ohio on the 19th. So I'm going to be doing a level 1 and a level 2 workshop there. So if that's of interest to any of you out there, I certainly would love to see you. And you can still register, so all you have to do is call me. Now, my personal number that you can call me at is 216-691-1233, and if that's of interest to you, please do give me a call. Also, if you are wanting to call in here at BBS Radio, if you're on the site, the 800 number for the station 2 is there for you. So this computer is driving me crazy. Okay, but so let's talk about today and what's going on and how the Akashic Records can serve you. First of all, if you've never listened to me before, if you've never listened into the Akashic Wisdom radio show, you can. It would be important for you to understand that the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime, and every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And what I would like to share with y'all is that when we talk about the Akashic Records, a lot of people think that the Akashic Records are only about past lives, and they're about much more than that. So because they have all the information from the planet and beyond, you know, they have galactic information. So it's all around what we are wanting to know in our lifetimes to make our lifetimes better. So the best way to actually explain this to you is that you want to think about the Akashic Records like a search engine, like a divine search engine. So your name and your question get us to the right area of the records, and then the information gets downloaded to me. So what happens is I use a specific sacred prayer to open up the records, and that's what I do before the program starts, is I open up the Akashic Records so I can bring forth answers for you. So, again, you can call in with your questions here at bbsradio.com, and I would love to hear from you. So, today we're talking a lot about purpose, and we're talking about a lot of forgiveness. One of the things that comes forward, and a lot of people ask this question of what's my purpose, is the idea that your purpose, pretty much every human being's purpose in whatever lifetime, but on the planet in this lifetime, is to find, as we said before, the joy of being human, which for some people is a little tougher than a lot of folks. And so it's really important that you kind of define what joy is for you. It's about redefining that, because if you don't redefine it, it's very hard to achieve. And what that means is that you'll never know if you got there or not. That's one of the nice things about goals that you write down, is that that's how you know you arrived, is if you write something down and that's what you want to do and you make it there, it's kind of like a confirmation to you. So the idea of really defining what joy means to you is a way of really understanding what you're going for. And it's not just about being happy. Happy is not what we're talking about. We're talking about joyful. We're talking about being able to really move into a space of not only joy, but contentment. And contentment is real important, because when you're content, you feel peaceful. So it's a peaceful feeling. It's a confidence. Being content means that you're confident in where you are in life, and that's real important. So, where are you in life? How did you get to where you are? And if you're not where you want to be, it would be important for you to take a look at your timeline. And again, this information is coming from the Akashic Records. It's important for you to look at the timeline of your life. And as you look at the timeline, you want to really look at what significant experiences or happenings or situations took place, and how they shifted the direction in your life. And not only how do they shift the direction in your life, but how do they either confirm or deny or create belief systems. So everybody has situations of power in their life that are used to either get people on track, take them off of track so they can get back on track, or something. And so in your lifetime, it would be helpful if you were to draw a line across a paper, and you put, let's say, 0 to 5 years, 6 to 10 years, 10 to 15 years, 15 to 20 years, 21 years, 21 to 25 years, and so on, and kind of go every 5 to 10 years. And in those spaces, notice what has happened in that timeline. Notice what has happened to you that caused you to either stay strongly on your path or to get kicked off your path? And the reason this is important is it's also important to, once you write those down, to notice how you remember them making you feel, or even how you feel even writing it down, because that's going to be very important to you to see how you actually handled it. And many times when we have situations like that, they either make us stronger or they make us weaker. And we have to look at that. So what happens is, look at the timeline, look at what happened, look at the emotions you were feeling, and then notice how your life changed. And the reason this also is important for you to understand what your patterns are. Because if your patterns also designate your core issues of what you're dealing with. So if you have a pattern of picking the wrong partner over and over again, or if you have a pattern of self-sabotage, in your timeline, you'll be able to find where that got triggered. Because you will notice that after a certain situation happened, this pattern emerged. So that's why you want to do that. That's kind of like it's really a helpful way to search your soul. So you may want to try that. And if you have questions about it or you need some help, let me know, because we can certainly help you with that. So, what do you use the Akashic Records for? You use the Akashic Records in your life anytime you're trying to solve a problem. The Akashic Records won't necessarily tell you what to do, but they're going to give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decisions. And the other thing is, so you could use them for expanding your creativity. If you're an attorney, you could use them for writing briefs. If you're a writer, you could use them to give yourself, to prevent the writer's block. So you can do a lot of things. And in parenting, it's not like you can open your children's Akashic Records, but you can move into the Akashic Records and ask how you can best parent them or what they need from you. You can use it to heal relationships, because you can ask the Akashic Records masters, teachers, and loved ones to show you how you can best work with the person who you're having a difficult relationship with. And even though you can't manipulate that person or can't change that person, you can change yourself and learn how to heal this relationship within you and move from anger or frustration or whatever the feeling is to peacefulness and love. And so that's what you want to ask, is how you can move from a place of negativity to a place of healing and love with, and then you name the person. So the Akashic Records can be used also to write business plans, to, you can also use the records to write songs, write books, write curriculum, and all sorts of wonderful things. So it's an amazing tool to have. And I'm also thinking about having an Akashic Records workshop, a level one. I'm going to Minneapolis, and I'm going to, as I told you, in kind of the middle of May, right after Mother's Day. But I'm also looking at having a class here in Ohio for level one, and I probably put that on in April. What I have to do is just check out when Easter and Passover is, because then I would be able to do. Don't want to, you know, step in on anybody else's holidays, of course. So I just got to kind of take a look at that. But if that's of interest to you, please let me know. So I'm just trying to look at a book here that might give me the information I need. And here we are. I got the book. How about that? Yay. So what's been bothering you? Have you had a good week? Have you had time to reflect on yourself and what you want in life? That's really important to kind of get clear on that, because when you get clear on what you want out of life, you have a better idea of yourself and what you want to create. People miss the fact that they create with feelings. So much time, because if your mind says one thing and your feelings say another, it's kind of canceling everything out. So that doesn't necessarily work. So that's something you also need to be aware of. And if you'd like to ask questions about that, you certainly can.
Caller, this has been a kind of a crazy one. Caller.
I'm sorry, what?
You have a caller.
Okay. I didn't hear the beep. So I'm told I have a caller. So I am going to say, hello, caller. This is Donna. Who is this?
This is Rich.
Hi, Rich. What city or state are you calling from?
In California.
Okay, great. How can we help you tonight?
You read the Akashic, what I'm understanding.
Akashic Records?
Are you reading it? Or do you read a person's...
I read a person's Akashic Records when they give me permission and ask me to do so.
Yeah, and I'd like you to do into something that's quite unusual that has occurred.
You're cutting out. It's hard to hear you.
Okay, let me put this. I know I have. Okay, there's a reason. I'm going through it. I've been going through a flu, influenza process. I haven't had a cold or flu in who knows how long, 30, 40 years or whatever.
Oh, wow.
I had a contact in a restaurant. I believe it. I tracked it to that. And that was just in the last week. And in January, I had an unusual accident, a car accident. I tripped over something when I was walking at night up a driveway in a complex where I live, and I tripped over a displacement in the driveway and smashed into my ribs. But these two different things, I'm on the path of ascension and raising consciousness. I'm wondering, what do you get on that? Am I getting some kind of curveballs from God, or is it in my Akashic record, or what, to go be going through this? I had not expected either to occur.
To go through what? Falling?
Going through. Well, these particular incidences, I'm wondering, how does that tie into my purpose of raising consciousness? The only thing I can think of, and I'm wondering if you agree with this, could it be possibly I'm being used to channel out collective consciousness and negative process it through me and return it to the sun to be repolarized?
Say that one more time. You're being used to do what?
I incarnated my incarnation for my eclipse pattern is that of an emotional healer. I typically do a lot of that with show up for whatever the reasons are, it usually is emotional.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if it's in my Akashic record as a soul from, I guess, the infinite past, present, to the future, that I'm clearing out, that I'm being used, my vehicle as a clear channel is used, processed through a lot of the negativity on the earth right now, and humanity's in a process of going through a significant change or shift, and maybe there's been some resistance, or, you know, whatever it is, whatever is going on. I mean, you know, I either signed up for this, or in the moment I'm being used to process, you get on it. I can only think it's something beyond just the obvious personal thing.
Well, first of all, what I'm hearing is that when you... Now, did you fall in this accident?
Yeah, I tripped. What happened is I was just walking at night, as I normally do. It wasn't lit. The area wasn't lit, but I there's a little bit of some other information that I didn't share. When I came back that night, I was feeling really good. You know, there was a ambulance, and the road was blocked off, so I had to go around. And so I said, well, okay, I'll park my car and go and see what's happening. When I went to the accident scene, or what, I didn't know what it was exactly, but it appeared to be an accident. I asked the guard, I said, well, what's going on? He says, well, someone killed themselves. And then I just walked away from that and came back and I tripped. So it's kind of an oddball thing to happen after going over there, and I'm feeling pretty good when I got back. So that was the accident. That was in January. And then all of a sudden there's this situation with the flu. I haven't had... It was bad. It was one of those flus where they say, if you know you're a certain age, you better go really check it out, because it was serious, you know.
Sure. Stuff.
But I'm healing it, and I'm at the tail. I hope I'm at the tail end of this. It seems like it. I'm not having the same symptoms as I did on Thursday and Friday. It was really bad. I can only think it's not just a person thing I'm dealing with.
Well, no, it's more personal than you think. What I'm hearing is that when you tripped, whatever triggered you when you heard the word suicide or were there, something triggered and brought you to your knees. And what I'm hearing is that there is something in your life that you are actually self-sabotaging. So you're like, it's like you're, because you haven't fed this dream or this, I guess dream or venture, it's almost like you're the actual venture itself is being killed off.
What do you mean? What do you mean by the dream?
There's either you have a dream to do something, or you have an idea to do something. Or there's
a
project that you're working on that you're
my focus.
I'm sorry, what?
Let me just share with you what my focus is, so you're more aware of where I'm coming from.
Uh-huh.
My intention and focus has been in the area of, let's say, bringing the whole earth and myself into what people would call heaven on earth, or the golden age, raising consciousness, coming into a time of peace and abundance, and there's projects on the, you know, that are going on to facilitate that. But yeah, that's been in my heart to enter the higher dimension, you know, live in a higher dimension, you know, and shift, helping the shift. So do you think that's what's going on, is that I'm sabotaging that part?
Well, there's something that you're not giving your full attention to. And so whatever, when you heard about the person committing suicide, it triggered something within you that brought you to your knees. And what that was is was your feeling of, and I'm, again, I'm not trying to interpret this, I'm just telling you what I hear. And many times when I hear stuff, I don't understand it because it's not mine. So I just, when I'm reading somebody's records, I tell you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel, and it's up to you to interpret it.
Okay.
And so whatever this plan of yours is, or project, there's something about you sabotaging it, and the thought of that, or it dying, brought you to your knees. And so that's what I'm getting on that. And the flu, it has to do with you actually learning to speak your truth about what you can and cannot stomach. There's also some situation within your life right now that you cannot stomach, and that's what caused, that's the metaphor, if you will, for the flu. What I'm also hearing is that it's going to be very important in your life that you get very clear about telling yourself the truth about how things are, and not making things up for yourself just to feel good, because it's really important that you start telling yourself the truth so that you can really move forward on your path and move forward in getting what you need to get done. Does this make any sense to you?
Well, a couple things. The physical relation to the flu is collective negativity. People usually get the flu taking on collective negativity. My thought was maybe I'm being a martyr to take and take on the negativity and transmute it through me to help others. I don't know if that's what you mean by.
Do you believe that people who are martyrs help others?
Well, I'm not saying that's the best way to travel. But what I mean is maybe that's when I took on a. When you said I'm sabotaging myself?
Yes.
Maybe that's part of it. Maybe I have a belief, or some belief that says I have to do that in order to, you know, I have to do some form of that type of thing to make, to be worthy or whatever. I don't know.
So the question that's coming forward is that true? Do you have to sacrifice or be hurt in order to be able to assist in healing the planet?
Well, I haven't had those kinds of. It's the first time that I've ever had the flu. I haven't had a cold in 30 years, 40 years.
That's not the point. The question was, do you believe you have to suffer in order for you to help the planet?
Well, I believe that that I'm in a process of eliminating. I've been aware of that thought. Pain and suffering is a third dimension. You know, is a fear-based consciousness, and I believe I have been in an awareness state of that. Some of the some of my friends and some of the people I'm around in relationship are dealing with that particular belief as well. Whether or not you have to be in pain and suffering, I know the part my partner has that going on. I don't tend to think that way. I don't believe I have to be in pain and suffering unless I'm taking on her karmic stuff. I'm wondering if that might be what's going on, you know, taking on someone else's stuff in order to, be in an appropriate way.
So
I don't know.
So the question is here, what are you doing? So you said your intention is to help save the planet. Is that what you said?
See, here's another thing that's going on. You hear the sound of, you're hearing something inside of you. I don't know what you're hearing, but you're hearing some communication.
Right.
It's giving you information. Now, here's something else that's different. It's a little quite different. About the end of last year, I started hearing this high-frequency sound that's like a... In fact, I hear it all the time now. I started hearing it all the time, consistently. I can hear it. It's that high-pitched sound that some people consider the Om or the sacred primal sound from the origin. Some people that are in the medical field would say that's a, you know, ringing in the ears, but I've pretty much, you know, have gotten in touch with that might be something that I am sensitive to being able to hear, and the sound has been there and communicating with me and letting me know that I'm, you know, protected, or, you know, I'm, you know, everything's all, even though all these things happen, I'm protected. I'm not, it seems like, I couldn't get a real clear answer other than these few ideas that have come through me as to why it is that what's going on that's beyond just the obvious reason why someone would have an accident, which would be whatever, and reason why someone gets the flu, because I went into a restaurant that had not heated their soup up high enough. Anyway, it's just that, I don't know, maybe I'm not doing something to listen to it deeply enough, or maybe I'm supposed to go through this. That was the other side of the coin, was there's some lesson in this and some blessing that will come out of this.
Well, that's possible, but again, the question comes up, and you haven't answered the question, is what exactly, what is your plan, and what are you doing to help the planet? You said that your intention, your purpose, is to help heal the planet earlier, correct?
I'm helping people clear themselves so that they're aligned with who they are without negativity or lower negative energies that we no longer will be able to be here as the planet, and we evolve. People won't be able to handle that much light. I believe that my DNA are being activated, all of my DNA. I believe that I'm forming a light body and a crystalline, integrating that with my physical body, forming a crystalline structure. So I believe I'm on the path of helping in the ascension and helping people align with who they are, their purpose and their mission and their true self. So, I'm being used to clear perhaps the negativity.
Okay,
and
so
I've been doing that.
The question the Akashic Records masters, teachers, and loved ones have for you, and many times during consultation, they will ask you questions in order to make you think about your life or whatever. I don't know what their reasons are, but they have a question for you. Their question is, do you believe that ascension is essential for every being on the planet?
No, I don't believe everyone. It's a choice.
What happens if they choose not to?
And that's their choice.
But what happens to them if they choose not to ascend?
Well, what I understand, this is what I understand from people that are maybe have other channels from the ETs. They'll just go wherever they need to go to evolve them. What I understand is the Earth itself, and then our solar system is in a process of a huge shift, and that the amount of light that will be here as we through the photon belt will only be able to be handled by those who have been able to manifest their being to hold that light. Maybe that's what's going on. I'm getting an awakening to on a physical level to bring more light into the body. Is that
well,
possible?
But what's being said here, what I'm hearing, is that there not everybody, but there are some people who are profiting from the word ascension, when in fact the word ascension or the act of ascension is not necessary to shift or change the planet.
Well,
or themselves. That's what I'm hearing for you. I'm sorry. So that's why they're.
I know.
Go ahead.
Maybe let's just cancel the word. That is kind of a trigger word. Just use the words, some simple words. Instead of basing our lives on fear, let's say we base it on love.
There you go. That's exactly that's what they're trying to bring out.
Yeah. No. I ascension is kind of a metaphysical term, and it's around, I know. I mean, Jesus ascended to have Easter and all that. But it's really, what it really means is that this particular golden age is we're evolving into a place where we're becoming awake to who we are and our sense of connection and one with each other rather than separation. That's what's really going on.
Right.
So, and it's just simple things like instead of basing our lives on fear, I mean, I fell. Actually, I fell in a very relaxed way. I was not tense. I probably could have got worse if I was. I was in a whole complete non-fear state when it happened. So I would say, I think that when I was told that someone killed themselves, I may have had a judgment. It could have been a trigger too. And I had a judgment, like how can someone do that or something like that, underneath my contract. I used to work on a suicide hotline and
okay.
Tried to keep people doing that. So that might be one thing. Or couldn't it just been I was not grounded? I didn't see my, I was, paying attention enough. Well, if it's that simple. But maybe I'm just looking for deeper answers because I think deeply and I feel deeply, and I don't think that I'm, things aren't always, there may be another perspective, and maybe you're bringing that through.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what's happening. So the idea here is that we have to, if we allow our egos to get into our work, and not saying that yours are, but the idea is that it's really important for us to notice that when there's judgment, there's also ego.
Yeah. My ego got
involved. And whenever we judge, the ego gets involved. And love cannot abide where judgment lives. And
well,
so we have to be aware of where we hold our judgment, where we're holding our thoughts. So it's important for us to really kind of look at that and move forward. So that's why they were asking you, you know, when that happened, that they're saying what the trigger is the reason you tripped is something brought you to your knees.
Yeah.
You physically got ill. It's like it got a physical, brought you to your knees. And what they're suggesting is that you take that up, take this opportunity to look at what in your life is bringing you to your knees. And it's followed with the flu that's making you ill. And they're saying, so the whole comment is, what in your life is bringing you to your knees, and what is happening in your life that you cannot stomach?
Yeah. What is it that I can't?
What is it in your life that is bringing you to your knees, like knocking you down, and what in your life is happening that you cannot stomach?
I see. Could it be a relationship?
You know, in other words, like it's not my job, or my business. It's like it's inappropriate for me to.
A relationship.
To what you call it, to interpret it. It's how you interpret it, and if you interpret it, then I can go deeper and help you there. So if you believe it's a relationship, then you have to kind of we have to explore the relationship with whoever you're talking about.
I'm wondering that's the only thing that seems to be standing out as a. Something bringing me to my knees because this person also got the flu at the same time. She didn't trip on anything.
Say again.
But, she also got the flu at in the same place. And you said it in a interesting way. Something's bringing me to my knees.
Mm-hmm.
When I of knees, you know, what word comes to me is humility.
So what part of your life are you not feeling what part of your life are
humble.
You not?
Not humble?
Yeah. Or your ego's getting in your way?
My ego's getting in my way. Being humble.
So it's just really about you kind of catching that. Basically, it's the first thing that comes to you. What we have is
the relationship keeps.
And who is a relationship with?
A significant other. There seem to be other relationships, like I have a daughter. There seems to be relationship issues going on.
So the idea here is that there's the essential communication problem. Well, here's what I'm hearing, that there's an essential communication problem that has to do with a boundary issue.
Ah.
And this is yours. It's not, in other words, like this is as it relates to you. so there's a there's a communication issue where you need to be able to communicate your feelings at the same time maintain your boundaries. There's some type of situation where you're feeling taken advantage of.
Right. That's
and
right. You're
feeling taken advantage of, the situation is bringing you to your knees and you can't stomach it anymore because you have to speak your mind. And that's what came forward before about speaking your truth. So it's really going to be important for you to look in your life to see how and where you don't tell yourself the truth and how and where you are not truthful about your feelings. In other words, like you say yes when you really mean no or something like that.
Exactly.
So it's really about you telling yourself the truth about how things are. So, I again, I'm just telling you what I'm hearing. Does that make sense to you? Can you place it in your life?
Sorry? That makes sense.
You know what I'm talking about then?
Yes.
Okay, yes. So please understand that I don't necessarily see the beginning, the middle, or the end. All I hear, or sometimes see, is the answer to the question, and then it's up to you, the client, if you will, to say, yes, I can identify with this, yes, I know where that fits, and then question from there. So if you would like some insight as to how to help yourself heal around this, just let me know.
Can you see whether or not the person I'm with is a soulmate or a karmic mate, or I don't know if you distinguish that type of thing, you know, sojourns, or we just have a contract without karma, or are we really...
Well, first of all, I'm going to need that person's current legal name, and you can email it to me if you want, but or you can just tell me. It's up to you.
I'll tell you. You need the full name?
Well, you're on the air, so no. Just give me the first name.
Alan.
A-L-I-C-E?
Oh, E-E-L-L-E-N.
Mm. Oh, Ellen. I'm sorry. Okay. So you're wanting to understand if she is your soulmate?
Yeah. Or what's the actual
relationship?
What is this really, the soul?
Well, first of all, they're going to define soulmate and a healthy relationship for you. A soulmate doesn't necessarily mean somebody that you will in this lifetime spend your life with, or even a twin flame. You can have a soulmate that's a dog, that's a cat, and that's the way they incarnated. So that's one thing. That's number one. It is not necessary to have the other person be a soulmate or a twin flame in order to have a wonderful relationship. Soulmates may or may not work together. They may or may not be opposite sex or same sex. It's really more about what does the relationship mean to you, and how much joy are you receiving and giving in the relationship. They're talking about in a loving, caring relationship, each partner should feel cherished. That's the definition of a healthy relationship, is that they feel cherished by their partner. Which means that true love is abounding. If there's any kind of anger, resentment, or issues of frustration, that is not a cherished relationship. That's a relationship that the communication has broken down, and the other person is reluctant to speak their mind or speak their truth. Sometimes people are unwilling to speak their truth out of fear of losing the other person, or that they don't trust the other person for a variety of different reasons. And so that's something that you have to come to grips with. But the reality is, this is a lot of information, isn't it?
It ties into what I was going to say, is that what we brought to the relationship is our family patterns.
Exactly. And as soon as you see the patterns, you need to discuss them so you can neutralize them.
My real question is are we on the same evolution, both a same level of growth? Because if two people are interested in transforming their personalities and their family patterns, and they will be on this on a similar growth pattern. But if they really aren't sincerely really wanting, you know, one or the other doesn't want it, then that can be a struggle. And sometimes I see there's a desire from the other person, and then sometimes I see someone just wanting to stay in their comfortable pain and suffering.
Well, again, are you in judgment or are you allow? So you have to. Wait a minute here. So what I'm hearing is, in your heart, you know the answer to this question. And just the mere fact that you're asking it means it's not a that it doesn't exist, because if it existed, you would know it. If you existed, if you were both in the same wavelength, for example, you would know it. You wouldn't have to ask because it would be so apparent. But the fact that you even are asking the question is a clarity point of view of that it is not. It's not where you want it to be, and so what you have to decide is how much are you willing to work to get it where you want it to be, and how much is your partner willing to work to get it where she wants it to be.
Uh-huh. Yes. I'm being brought to my knees to get in touch with the truth.
There you go.
Over the whole thing.
That's right.
That's what that's about.
Okay.
In other words, I have into meditation. You think the sound... Do you believe, you know, this inner sound? Do you ever hear that?
My ears ring all the time.
At a high frequency?
Yep.
You believe that that's a connection to God or an announcement that, you know, the divine is present, so to speak?
Well, I've been doing the working with the Akashic Records for over 19 years. I know that the only time that I am disconnected from God is when I have disconnected. Because God and my Akashic Records, the Masters, Teachers, and Loved Ones are always there for me. It's me who disconnects when I allow myself to get self-critical.
Mm.
So that's what you need to know.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
I believe that sound is part of some of the changes that are going on in my body.
Okay.
Yeah. I may actually believe, this is what I really believe, Donna, is that even though I've had these incidences and I've been brought to my knees, because on some other level, I have a feeling that on some other level, it's also reorienting my DNA and my whole body's structure to move into a more of a crystalline structure, so to speak.
Why do you need that?
Why do I need it?
Why do
to
you
hold
need
more
it?
To hold light?
You, so who
you
says
can't
so?
Hold. Who says so?
Yeah. Who told you that?
That's one of my from science.
Not necessarily. Who told you that you have to have a more crystalline body to hold more light?
Well, it's like a crystal.
I know what it is. I understand that. Our souls are like crystals because we're only focusing certain facets of ourselves on the planet. But the idea of working in a crystalline light when you're is metaphoric, because you couldn't your body could not exist if it was crystalline. Do you understand?
Yeah,
it wouldn't be. It's metaphoric. So the idea here is that the way you create and manifest and hold more light is to be more light. And the way a person is more light is when they eliminate their judgment.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
which is almost impossible. And I hear this, though. What I'm hearing is it's almost impossible as a human, because even when something is wonderful and you judge it as wonderful, that's still judgment.
Hmm.
So the idea here is not to worry about to move into perfection, but to appreciate the imperfection and to be and to feel perfect in your imperfection.
Hmm.
And to embrace it. It, because that's the joy of being human, because it's because we the way it's been set up is that we can't possibly be perfect. If in fact we were perfect, we'd be a flash of light and go home. So it's the idea of appreciating the imperfections, not only in ourselves but in others, embracing them and deciding whether what part of those imperfections we are willing to live with and which ones we are willing to change for ourselves. And within our partners, we have to decide which of the imperfections we're willing to live with and which imperfections are deal breakers that we don't want to have to deal with. That's about telling ourselves the truth of who we are.
Yeah. I agree with that. We're expanding. God is expanding God's love through us by giving us these experiences. That's basically
to understand that God holds the energy for us to discover who we are.
Yes.
And the idea here is that if you just compare your soul, your growth, with a child learning how to ride a bike. And what it is that, do you ever teach a child how to ride a bike?
Myself.
No, but I'm saying is an adult, when they're teaching a kid to ride the bike, a kid has training wheels on the bike, and after the kid gets used to riding the bike, the parent, without the kid knowing, raises the training wheels ever so slightly, until the training wheels are not even on the bike, but the kid doesn't know it. And so the training wheels come off, and the kid realizes there's no more training wheels. And the parent goes right alongside the bike, runs alongside the bike, holding the bike seat so the kid doesn't fall. And all of a sudden, the parent lets go of the seat. The kid takes off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what we have to understand is, and as soon as the kid looks back, he falters and falls down. And we as a parent go there and pick that child up and help them ride that bike again. God is to us as we are the child on the bicycle, and God is the parent. So we have to understand that we have the support as whenever we need it. And God holds the energy for us to really learn how to fly, if you will. Learn how to be who we want to be.
Exactly.
But without judgment. So it's not so much God's will as it is our soul's intention that we partner with God in a creation form.
Don't you believe that we're learning to wake up to to the truth that we are what we're looking for? We are the divine.
Absolutely.
And ours, we each are individualized expressions of the divine.
Absolutely.
But we lost our memory of that, and now we're remembering. And
but
we
that's the part of being human, because on the other side, as spirit, we already know. The reason we come to this planet is to experience not knowing, is to experience the forgetfulness and moving into a place of joy. And that's why learning how to be a joyful human is what, you know, is basically what's our underlying premise for our purpose in everything we do, is to find joy.
Yeah, and I believe that we're this moment in the stream of consciousness, of all of... all of existence. Right now, in this moment, why we're here is that we, those people that are here on the earth, have chosen to pull off the experiment of seeing if we could wake up and realize that we're God having a human experience, and then utilize the powers of the divine to create from that place rather than from a place of limitation or fear or whatever. You know,
well,
so,
sure. That's all part of it.
Yeah.
That's all part of it.
We're in a turning point.
Yeah,
this
well,
the
idea is we are, there are some human beings that are on the turning point, and there's other people. Again, it's not for us to judge who's where, because, you know, we don't even know. Because you don't know if the homeless person on the street is truly an enlightened being, just living there like that for the experience.
Yeah, many people could be in that place, and
yeah,
they could be masters.
So it's not about for sure. It's not for us to judge. It's only for us to strive for ourselves.
Yeah, no, I agree.
What
I believe is that this is a moment of opportunity, of like a doorway or an opportunity for some reason, something synchronistically is happening at this moment in the stream of everything going on all in the whole universe and all the universes for a huge an experiment to be played out and wake up and see that we're not just limited. We are really powerful beings having this experience.
Go ahead.
In my body, can be healed instantly. I believe instant healing.
I'm sorry. What you believe your body has been healed or can be healed?
I believe that I'm healing what I went through much quicker than most people. That's all I can say. What I went through with the injuries and the flu, I think is healing in a much quicker way than the norm. That's all I can say. I'm healing it faster than norm would be. So.
And that's good, but please get the ego out of there and move out of ego into gratitude.
Well, yes, okay. I'm very grateful, yes.
Yeah, because gratitude is what brings us the peace that we are looking for.
Uh-huh.
And that's
what
brings us to the joy.
Exactly.
But my friend, we have to close now. It's been a delight talking to you, but the program
is
over.
Anna.
It's after 12. I'm sorry. What?
Found you.
I'm. Is this the first time you listened?
Yeah, I just
okay.
happened to be on. Yes, and many blessings to you.
Thank you so much for calling. Please call again. Okay, and I hope all things work out, and blessings for an even speedier recovery on whatever you attempt.
You and many, many blessings.
Thank you.
Beyond the angels. Hi, thank you.
Thank you very much. You have a good evening. Good night. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the end of our show, and we thank Rich for calling in. Your questions and your calling in are make the program so rich, and we that's nice. Rich called in and made the program rich. That's good. And so I don't know what happened with my computer, but it's back up again, and that's a good thing. And so you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. You can also call me at 216-691-1233. Feel free if you have questions or if you'd like to schedule your own private Akashic Records consultation. I do want to remind you that if you're listening to this program today, that we'd still have that special going for 1 hour for $97. So I just got to listen here, get hear from you, and I will email you information of how to prepare, and that's quite a deal. So you're saving a bit of money. Normally the price is $135, but for the next to the end of March, it's going to be $97. So please, if that's it's something that's you've been wanting to do and weren't sure, this is a time to do it. I also accept credit cards. So thank you again so much for listening, everyone. If you found benefit for this program, you can also send a donation for the program to keep it going to PayPal, and you would access my PayPal account through my email of info@akashicwisdom.com. So if you want to send money, you would send money to info@akashicwisdom.com. Thank you again for listening. I'm going to close the records for the show, and I want you to have a miracle-filled week. And may all those listening, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you all look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, 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 and thanking the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their healing, wonderful information. And with that, we close the records by saying amen. Amen, and if you'll join me in saying amen, that'll be great. Thank you again for listening, and I'll be here next week, same time, same station. Have a great one. Bye-bye.